Tonight, we spend the entire hour previewing the Hokies. It's our ACC preview with Virginia Tech. And the head coach of the Hokies is Frank Beamer with us on the Casales Hotline on the best seat in the house. Coach, first of all, welcome to the show. I know it's been an interesting offseason, and I'm sure you're excited to get down to football and see what you have in place down in Blacksburg.
Well, we are, Jed. We got work to do. We have been working hard, and I think we're making progress, but we got a ways to go. You know, offensively, we're probably starting too many guys that don't have experience, and then defensively, I think we got some good players. We just got to stay healthy, and hopefully our kicking game's going to be good, but I think we're kind of a work in progress right now.
Not just with your players, but also with your coaching staff. For the first time in a long time, we're talking about new coaches, four of them at Virginia Tech. How do you feel about the new guys and the energy and the ideas they brought to your program?
Well, you know, we lost some really good coaches, and then we hired some really good coaches. And I think what you just said, you know, it's not always bad, I think, to get some new ideas, some new people in the room. You know, we were fortunate that we kept our defensive coordinator, our offensive coordinator, our recruiting coordinator, our assistant head coach. So I think the foundation of our staff is still in place, and then we've added some new people. But, you know, in some ways, I think they bring some good ideas, too. So, and I think they're going to be very helpful in recruiting. So hopefully it's going to work out.
Frank Beamer's with us, 20 years now with the Hokies. And, Coach, you talk about institutions on the Virginia Tech staff with names like Height and Kavanaugh and Steinspring and Foster. How much confidence does that instill in you when you can literally let them handle their part of the operation and know that it's going to be taken care of so well?
Well, it's a great way to run a business, or a great way to run a football team. I think to have people you have confidence in and let them do their job, you know, that you know, I think it's a very efficient way of running an operation. So I'm fortunate here at Tech that I got good people, and they we share the same philosophy, and we've been together for a while, so I think we understand what each other's all about.
Mm-hmm. Coach, you have great leaders with the headsets on, and then there are those guys between the lines that actually have to play the games on Saturday. And I thought you had some very good leaders last year with King and Montgomery and Tapp and Humes. How do you feel about the leadership of this team thus far?
Well, yeah, we'll see. You know, I think you find out a little bit how it goes in off season, and it's been very good. And we worked real hard during the summer. I think when we have our first crisis during the season, we'll see how the leadership is. And usually, there's going to be a crisis sometime during a football season. But I feel good about it. I think we got a football team that wants to perform well and do it the right way, and we'll see how the season goes.
A crisis that can always occur during preseason or training camp is injuries. Will you stay healthy, or will the injury bug bite? I know there have been a couple of injuries in the secondary. How healthy are you overall right now, Coach Beamer?
Yeah, we're not too bad for this time, I think, in preseason. You know, we got quite a bit more full-speed work to do. We got two more scrimmages and you know, about every other PM practice, we do some full speed tackling and running and so forth, blocking. So we got quite a bit more work to do, but you know, so far we've been okay.
Always great to talk Hokie football with the head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies, Frank Beamer, is our guest on the best seat. Coach, just a few days ago, you named Sean Glennon definitively, at least for now, as your starting quarterback. It seems that he's had real nice command of your offense throughout training camp. How much has he impressed you thus far?
Well, he's been good. You know, he's thrown the ball very well for the most part. He handles things at the line of scrimmage very well. He's very knowledgeable of what we're trying to get done. So, you know, and the kid, he won a championship in high school, a state mm-hmm. championship, and so he's been in a pressure situation before, and he, you know, I think he welcomes that. He wants that very much, and part of it is, I think, wanting to be in that position and welcome the challenge, and I think he does that.
I guess some of the good news, Coach, is it's not all on his shoulders. There are weapons aplenty around him. Talk about the supporting cast of skill players and how dynamic those guys potentially could be.
Well, we got Brandon Orr at tailback, and George Bell, Elon Lewis. I feel like all those guys can get it done back there. And we really got a good group of wide receivers. I think when you put Royal and Clowney and Morgan and Harper and Hyman all on the field, you know, you got a good group there. I'm just hoping we can protect long enough and our tight end can be good enough to take some of the heat off of those guys. You know, to get the ball to those guys and be effective, you got to have a little blocking up front. And so that's we're struggling with that a little bit right now.
Yeah, I was going to follow up right there. I know that's a work in progress. There's some new pieces to fill in. How do you feel about the line right now?
I think it's getting better. I do feel like we see progress each day, and that's all you can ask. You know, mm-hmm. Get a little bit better, and hopefully the good ones can stay healthy there. And then in the end, it'll be a pretty good offensive line. So that's what we're working for.
A couple more minutes with Frank Beamer, the head coach of the Hokies. Coach, I think one of the great human interest stories out of your program over the last year is the story of Brandon Orr, who goes back home during the offseason to get his shoulder and sort of his mind and attitude right. Can you elaborate on that and the steps he has taken in 1 year with his maturity?
Well, that's always a part of, you know, college football and probably any football, but see kids mature and realize what the real world's like. And I think while he was back working in a warehouse there, that he decided that getting a degree from Virginia Tech wasn't such a bad idea. It's a pretty good deal, and playing football was okay.
Yeah.
And I think he appreciates things right now. He's much more serious. Just did very well in summer school, he's really a talented guy, yeah. A good guy and a talented guy, and I'm hoping he's getting ready to have a great year and that he'll leave here with a Virginia Tech diploma.
Speaking of talented, good guys, on the other side of the ball, the two guys that spearhead your defense, the middle linebackers at DB and Hall. Coach, these are good ones. Are these some of the best you've ever coached?
Yeah, I think those two together. You know, they got speed. Probably both of them need to get a little bit stronger, but, they know – they got good football instincts, and I think for a linebacker that's critical. You know, I've seen fast linebackers, big, strong linebackers, but they couldn't end up at the football, and these guys end up at the football. So, I think they got what it takes to be a very good player.
Coach, a final minute and a final question here. I want to ask you about the program as a whole. Over the last 20 years, you have moved from that underdog role, that sleeper that started winning big games and making bowl games, to now being considered an ACC and a national power. I'm sure there's part of you that likes being considered a powerhouse program like that. Is there another part of you that misses the days of being the underdog and that team that could sneak up on people?
Well, I take great pride in where we are now. You know, I look out my window and see a stadium. We've just a beautiful stadium. Got a lot more seats, a lot more boxes, a practice field, a weight room. And so, I think being a part of that is really a thrill, and feeling the accomplishment here at Virginia Tech and being a part of the whole thing. So I kind of like where we are,
yeah.
You know, but I understand this. It's a thin line in this business. There's a lot of football teams that are very, very close, and, it's a thin line from being okay and not being okay in this business. So we just got to keep working hard and hope we can win more than we lose.
Coach, I would imagine the sense of satisfaction when you see a game day environment at Lane Stadium on a Saturday and you're walking through that tunnel, that's probably pretty special to realize what you've helped construct.
Well, it is. We got great fans, and they help us win here, and they're very supportive. But to see those guys get in that stadium and help us win, and, it really is a neat atmosphere.
Yeah, the Hokies should be powerful yet again this fall. Their coach, year number 20, is the one, the only, Frank Beamer, who's been our guest on the Best Seat. Coach, I always enjoy the visits. Best of luck, and I'll see you in the fall.
Appreciate it. Thanks.